This is the Artist Empowerment Radio Podcast. Now, here's your host, Bob Baker.
Hello and welcome to episode 49 of Artist Empowerment Radio. On this one, I'm going to talk about something that is crucial to the success of any creative person in any field, and that is the art of taking action. And the way I'm going to present this is I'm going to read a short section from a book that I published a few or more years ago called Unleash the Artist Within. And unlike my other books that are geared specifically for musicians and on music marketing, or my most recent book that I read from in the last episode, which is geared for authors and book publishers, this is a book that I publish for people of all creative fields. I know the same principles that apply to musicians and to authors also apply to actors and visual artists and photographers and all manner of creative people. And the thing I did a little bit different with this book is I took these principles and I broke them down into 28 different daily readings. Each daily topic has two or three pages on that particular lesson, that particular topic, and then there's a commitment statement, basically an affirmation, and then there's an action step to take. So what I'm going to do in this episode is read you day 6, which is called, Are You Ready to Take Action Now? Here goes. A friend of mine, who I've been told is a promising writer, has been telling me for more than a year that he's ready to dive into a long-awaited music journalism career. But guess what? He is no closer to writing his first article today than he was a year ago. Of course, if you ask him, he's got a handy list of good reasons his career is permanently stuck in limbo. Like too many aspiring artists, he comes up with convenient reasons for not doing what he says he really wants to do. He doesn't have the time to fully devote to writing now. He wants to get a new computer first. His muse hasn't paid him a visit lately. Well, he could start writing now, but with the lousy economy and the job market these days, what's the use? Sound familiar? Some people need all of their ducks in a row, all of the pieces of the puzzle in one place, and all of the stars aligned in a certain cosmic pattern before they'll even consider taking the first step toward a creative goal. Here's a prime example from my own experience. This actually happened about 20 years ago or so when I made a trip to Memphis, Tennessee. While I was there, must have been back in the late 80s, I picked up one of the local newspapers. In one publication, I saw this funny column called News of the Weird, which reported strange but true news items from around the world. You've probably heard of it because it's pretty popular now, but back then it was just sort of getting started, and it was very funny. The column ended with an address to contact the writer who compiled the stories. Now, at that time, I'd been publishing a local music newspaper for a few years in my hometown of St. Louis, so I made a mental note to contact the writer and see if I could carry his column in my paper. However, I ended up doing nothing about it, got sidetracked, I took no immediate action. And about 6 months later, News of the Weird began running in a competing paper in my hometown. By not acting, I missed the boat and a great opportunity to boost my readership. So don't take the same approach with your career. Making money with your talents is not something you'll eventually get around to someday. Carving that special and profitable place for yourself is something you can start working toward right now. Why wait? Every day that passes is full of missed opportunities if you choose to continue only daydreaming about the levels of exposure and success you desire. One job finished is worth 100 partially done, writes Russ von Holscher in his book How to Achieve Total Success. Quote, you can't be a winner if you don't get in the race, and you can't be a winner if you drop out of the race, end quote. Let's get one thing straight. This book is not about getting rich quickly. You probably won't be making $1,000 a day in your chosen vocation tomorrow. Chances are you're not going to be a multi-million dollar film producer by next week if you're new to the field. But you could start gathering information by making a phone call or sending an email right now. You could go to the library or Google and research your favorite creative career or the next phase of your current career. You can do that right now. You could set up a meeting with an expert on your chosen topic or even offer to do an internship for him or her right now. Don't waste time. Even if you can't quit your day job just yet, at least start laying a foundation for when you can and start doing it right now. As I mentioned, each section ends with a commitment statement, which is basically an affirmation. And this one is, to become successful and financially comfortable with my creativity, I must make a conscious decision to do so and then be willing to take the action necessary to make it happen. And I will begin taking that action right now. And here's the action step for day 6. Now it's time to make the leap from thinking and writing to acting on your desires. Let's make this simple. Get out a journal, a notebook, whatever you've got handy right now, and write down 5 simple things you could do this very moment to help you move closer to your creative goals. These actions don't have to be earth-shattering. I'm specifically talking about easy, uncomplicated, doable tasks, something simple that you could actually do now. Write down 5 of these simple actions now. Once you've done that, just pick one item on the list and do it. Really, do it. And do it now. Seriously, right now. Don't keep listening to this and tell yourself you do this thing later. Get up and stop the recording, stop the iPod, pause it wherever you are, and do the thing now. Make the phone call, send the email, whatever it is, do it now. Go ahead. I'll wait here until you get back. I'm serious. You need to do this thing now. Prove to yourself that you can do it. Make a decision on something simple and do it now. You're doing it now, right? I mean it. Okay, way to go. You did it. Congratulations. Now celebrate by picking up a pen or pencil and scratch a line through that item on the list you just created. This indicates that you've really accomplished it. Again, congratulations. You've just taken an important step toward enjoying and prospering from your creativity, because action is exactly what it'll take you to reach your goals. If you didn't actually do something, you just listened to this recording and didn't follow my instructions, please stop it and do it now. Then you can celebrate by scratching it out. Once you've done that, choose 2 other simple tasks from that list and do them sometime over the next 24 hours. Really do this. You'll find that you'll become a more productive and profitable artist if you do. There you have it. That was day 6 from Unleash the Artist Within. Again, within that book, there are 28 daily lessons just like that. It takes up about 2/3 of the book, and then there are some bonus chapters and additional inspirational material in the back of it. If you'd like to find out more about that title, you can go to thebuzzfactor.com and click on the books tab at the top and just scroll down a little bit and you should see it pretty quick on the page and find out more about Unleash the Artist Within. If it speaks to you, you might want to get yourself a copy. See how this works? As always, I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. It's why I keep doing it, because I know you're out there listening and being inspired and acting on the ideas that you hear here. It's Bob Baker saying so long for now. Talk to you again real soon. Bye now.
You're listening to the Artist Empowerment Radio Podcast. Like what you're hearing? For more tips and tools, visit thebuzzfactor.com.